It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, America.
We're the Grillin' Guys.
That was grand.
Uh-huh. I felt like Paul Harvey. Hey, this is Barbecue Bob. We're the Grillin' Guys, and I am in studio this morning with Michael Gray.
Oh, blizzard. Did you survive it? How much digging did you do?
Man, it was cool.
Yeah?
It was so cool. The night it was happening, we went out on the back deck, and just we saw lightning. It was crazy.
Is that the first time you've been in a thunder blizzard?
No, but it's really rare, so
yeah.
I really dig it when I see it.
I got stuck in one in college. It was the craziest thing. I probably had too many pops, and we were out sledding on campus in Sault Ste. Marie.
Wow.
And out of nowhere, I mean, it was snowing sideways, not nowhere, lightning goes out, and it turns the entire world into a giant flash bulb.
Yeah, and, well, Lake State, Lake Superior State, they get some storms.
Oh, the weather's real up there, yeah, for sure. And it was like that, man. I spent 3 hours, digging, and actually, this is the God's honest truth, the very first thing I did after I finally got the deck cleared was I had to grill some burgers. I had to, just in defiance to Mother Nature.
Alex and Jordan work at Meijer, and they said Meijer was a mob scene all night.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people were going in like it was the end of the world.
Somebody's going to have to explain that to me. I had this conversation with my mom. We talked about it on Bakita and Gray over the course of the week. If you're going to get a wicked bad blizzard, you might be snowed in for 10 or 12 hours.
Right.
Why are you buying enough food for 6 months? And why is it always bread, milk, and eggs?
I know.
Suddenly everybody, if it's going to be a blizzard, suddenly everybody needs an omelet.
How about beans?
Or something, anything. How about a couple of porterhouses? I mean, or, you know, 3-4 cases of beer. That's, you know, that was the only other experience I had with that. We had in Sault Ste. Marie, we had a really, really bad blizzard 1 year. It took 4 days. It declared a state of emergency. They had to bring in the National Guard. We got 7 feet of snow. It shut down every business with more than 7 employees. And everybody up there was fine. Fine. Right up until we started running out of beer. In the stores. You could go in the stores and buy any kind of food item you wanted.
Get a little edgy.
Any kind of anything. You want a Snickers bar? Fine. You want a bag of kidney beans? Great. And you'd go to the beer aisle, and it was empty. And that was when things got cagey.
I was Army Guard after active duty Air Force, and I was up in the Big Rapids unit while I was at Ferris. And we got activated, I think, 4 weekends in a row. It was like April of 83, 82, somewhere in there. We had a blizzard every weekend in April. It was crazy. And here we are out in deuce and a halfs, you know, which is
sure,
a giant truck. And we're freezing. But this thing's rolling down the freeway. There's like 3 cars stuck.
Yeah. No,
whatever.
They had the same thing. It was something to see when you wake up. And I got stranded at a buddy's house because my car wouldn't. I had an 86 Regal with bald tires. I was going nowhere in a blizzard. And got stuck at a friend's house. And first morning you wake up, you're like, oh, wow, it's still snowing. All right, well, I guess we should go back to the bar. And then wake up the second morning, and I'm like, all right, it snowed for 4 days straight. And it was still snowing. And the next morning, you see 2 camo Hummers go by, and then a giant camouflage road grader, which I didn't even realize the National Guard had.
Oh, yeah.
And they were filling up dump trucks and dumping stuff in the St. Mary's Waterway because there was nowhere else to push the snow. They couldn't plow it anymore.
Sault Ste. Marie gets some weather that a lot of people don't understand.
Well, yeah, you're right on the eastern end of Lake Superior, and anything that comes clipping down the length of Lake Superior dumps right there.
Yeah, if it's coming out of the northwest,
right.
it just couldn't get a whole lot worse than that.
And it did it to us here this last weekend. My daughter loved it.
What do you suppose our snowfall was for that storm?
You know, I really should probably know that. I was 18, something like that, 16.
That's what I figure, about a foot and a half.
Something like that.
We had drifts behind the garage that were like 2.5-3 feet tall. But
yeah.
I remember storms up in the Reed City area back in the 60s and 70s, which you couldn't remember.
No. Everybody was talking about 78.
Yeah, I was in Hawaii then. Pictures. They used to send me newspaper articles, and I'd read them on the beach, and I saw what you guys were dealing with here. But
I was 3.
I've got pictures of my dog, Freddie, and myself sitting up on a snowbank that was like 15 feet tall on the side of the road where the big trucks would come through.
Sure.
And they'd make like 2-layer rows just to get rid of it.
Yeah, my neighborhood looks like that. Everybody's driveway's got a minor mountain range at the end of it.
Yeah. It's pretty funny right now. My dog Zeus runs out in the backyard, and you can just kind of like see his back, and he's a 100-pound Airedale rot. He just sinks.
Oh,
so
no.
So he's using the same trail.
I had two.
There's a big yellow spot at the end of it.
Even my Mastiffs, as big as they are, I mean, they were periscopes. You just saw heads yeah. bounding from drift to drift.
And they loved it.
Oh, yeah.
And they run along, and then they drop their jaw and take a little scoop.
Right.
Anyway, it's the Grilling Guys. We're here every Saturday just to get you out of bed, get your grills fired up, maybe help you with your grill techniques a little bit.
Big, big grilling weekend, dude. It's Super Bowl. Oh.
It doesn't get a lot bigger than this. Maybe 4th of July.
I mean, I always end up hosting a party. I'll be out again tomorrow. But I got thinking of what my dream scenario would be, and I realized immediately I was going to get option paralysis. It's like, there are so many things you can do with that game and that party and having your, you know, because you got all the courses and the appetizers and everything flying around. So many choices.
I'm keeping it kind of simple. I'm going to make up a bunch of venison jerky today. I'm doing about three different types of marinades. I'm going to do one with a jerk.
Like a Jamaican?
Yeah, kind of a Jamaican jerk recipe. And I'm going to do one that's a basic teriyaki kind of style, which always goes over well.
That has become my favorite.
It's pretty hard
everywhere.
To beat.
Yeah, teriyaki jerky is just as good as it gets.
And I'm thinking about trying one with a barbecue to it. I get a lot of jerky at Jones's Meats out in, it's like between Lowell and Belding. It's out on Potter's Road in the Tooleys. And he makes a barbecue jerky that's really sweet. He does like these big knuckles of meat, and then he shaves off the jerky while you're there. It's so tender.
Well, and it's you go back to that thing that Tim Sobey was telling us with the barbiyaki. And the guy that made it by mistake.
Oh.
And now they've got to stock it.
I forgot about
with
that.
With the barbecue sauce and the teriyaki, and they ended up mixing them accidentally. It's become a fan favorite.
That might be something I'm going to try. Randy is out snowmobiling, and he's up in, I don't know where, but I think we've got him on the line.
We're getting, Emily's grabbing him right now.
Yeah. And the guy lives the life of Riley, man.
Yeah, every time we talk to this guy, he's off having some awesome adventure. He just, you know, killed a caribou in, you know, Saskatchewan.
He's whining about how he's all stressed out.
He's on safari somewhere, just killed a lion in, you know, the Serengeti.
Yeah, I'd call in, but I'm in Honolulu. I can't.
Hey, Randy, are you there, bud?
I am. Good morning.
Where are you at this morning?
Well, I'm up at Bear Lake, up by Manistee. Got up here, taking a couple snow days, and enjoying some snowmobiling. It's an annual trip that I do with the same group of guys. Been doing it for about 15 years, so just real nice. Tons of snow out there.
I was going to say, how are the trails, man?
Well, the beauty of what we're doing, the trails are great, but the beauty of what we're doing is I'm riding with a bunch of guys that were born and raised up here, so we very rarely are on a groomed trail. They're making their own, running us across the farm country through orchards, and it's just an absolute ball because there's probably 2.5 feet of snow right on the level everywhere we go, so it's like riding on a cloud.
So you got to keep your speed up pretty good.
Yeah, you do. You know, the machines today are unbelievable. They've got a lot of power, and they're set up for with different kinds of tracks things. So, you know, we stuffed a couple of them in the snowbank yesterday, but there were 9 of us riding. I think we did about 130 miles yesterday. A lot of fun.
Well, knowing how you like to rough it, you're probably sleeping in a tent.
Yeah, right, Bob. I don't think so. I'm kind of on the opposite end of that scale. You know, I'm a city boy. But anyway, no, we have a very nice place that we're staying. One of the guys has a kind of an apartment above his garage, and he's got a couple bedrooms up here, and it's cozy in 75.
Oh.
So how many miles are you looking to put on this morning, Randy?
Well, this morning we're going to be doing probably about another 100, 125, because we're taking off at 10, and we'll ride till dark. It's just a lot better to ride in the daylight. You can see what's coming at you and things of that nature. But anyway, yeah, that's about it.
So do you ride for about an hour and then take a break?
Yeah, that's about right. About an hour, and you stop and you have a break. And that's what I was going to tell you is I made a really simple jerky on the smoker, and I made it on Wednesday and brought it up here. But I just went to the store and bought some round steak and just sliced it across the grain and used one of the marinades that Cowboy Russell gave us. It's a sweet hot one with a little teriyaki and some brown sugar, Worcestershire, and soy sauce in there, and let that soak for a day, and then just put it on a 200-degree grill and let it go for a couple hours. And it turned out like little pieces of steak. They weren't the hard, tough jerky, but it was still a little bit soft, and we've been eating that stuff on the trail. It's just perfect.
So you didn't put any cure in it. You have to consume it within a week or two.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's in the snowmobile, so it's kept refrigerated, and it's fine.
Yeah, it makes a pretty good treat.
Yeah, it does. Everybody, you know, stopping you. Hand a bag around, and it's good.
Be honest. Where's your favorite watering hole to stop at while you're up there in Manistee? I've never ridden a sled up there. I've done some golfing, but never out on the trail.
Yeah, well, we stopped at the Buck Snort in Mesick yesterday. Is where we had lunch, and I had the Buck Snort burger, and maybe an adult beverage. You can't have too many because you don't want to alter your judgment. You know, we're riding 50, 60 miles an hour a lot of the time, so you got to have your wits about you.
Yeah, that sounds like a ball. Yeah, I appreciate the invite, but I had to pass. Oh,
yeah,
I didn't get an invite.
Hold down the fort, Bob, and run the show. So I'm on field report, right?
Yeah.
Now, Randy, before we let you go, we were just talking about the Super Bowl and all the preparations and everything. We got to get your pick on the game. Who you taking Sunday?
I'm a Packers guy.
I got bad news for you. I don't think your guys are going to do it.
Well, we'll see. I got a few squares like everybody else does too. So, you know, I didn't go all in on one side of a bet. But if I was picking, I think I'm a Packers guy.
So Mike's obviously going with Steelers.
Yeah, well, and I don't have a horse in that race, to be honest. But the Steelers are vaguely real.
You didn't take out a home equity loan, is what you're saying?
I did not.
That's probably good.
Well, Randy, man, have fun out on the trails. Once again, I'm jealous. We do the show, and you are off gallivanting around, living it up.
All right, guys. Take care. Thanks again.
All right, bud.
There you go. That's Randy Joppy.
Randy, Hopman Joppy, Crappie Joppy. We don't know what his name is, really, but today it's Snowmobile and Joppy.
Yeah, guys getting it done. Like I said, I don't know how he pulls that off.
Yeah, well,
I go snowmobiling once every 5 years.
I'm sure he'll be back in time to watch the game in his house because you don't want to be stuck traveling from up north when the game's on. It's going to be a big deal. Well, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about on the show today, and we're awful happy that you're listening. It is the Grillin' Guys, and you can check us out online at thegrillinguys.com. If you want, you can check us out on Facebook. You can follow The Grilling Guy on Twitter, or just listen to the show and tell your friends about it, because we're going to tune up your grill. We're going to get your grilling game on, and we're in your grill every Saturday. So putting our meat out on the air.
I knew you were going there. We got to talk about this this Pizza Stone thing next, right? That is an angle on grilling for a Super Bowl party.
Everybody has a Weber kettle. Why not get one?
Right, and
have one.
We talked about it. Well, I use it in the wintertime. It's my. I don't care what happens to it in the weather grill, and it sits out on the deck, just under ice and snow. But these pizza stones, man, they will change your Super Bowl party. I promise you that. We'll talk about it next.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.